I have a very good friend who forwarded me some information about this group, the Forward Foundation. And we have Toby Comer, who is the director of the Forward Foundation with us here on KFGO. Toby, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us what the job of the Forward Foundation is.
Well, the Forward Foundation, what we do is we specialize in helping kids and families, and specifically families with children that are going through a life-threatening crisis. So it can range from children that may have been diagnosed with some form of cancer to families that have premature births in the family, to burn victims, anything where a child is going through a life-threatening crisis, we come in and try to help them out in whatever ways we can, basically.
You know, that mission is certainly daunting. But I also noticed by perusing forwardfoundation.com that your goal isn't just not to help with the bills, but you would like to wipe the bills out entirely so they can get on with life.
Absolutely. That's kind of what we say distinguishes us from some other groups, is really two things. One is we take a very focused effort. We try to help maybe one to two families a year locally within the North Dakota, Minnesota region. But we try to really focus on that. Rather than spreading out a few thousand dollars to several different cases, we come in and try to help in a big way financially and in other ways, whether it be we have people within our group that are professionals in helping understand health care coverages, and working with the hospitals and making sure all the benefits are where they should be. So really coming in and being an advocate for them, not only with financial resources, but with some professional resources as well. So that's one of the ways that really distinguishes us from some other groups is we try to take a very focused effort on just a few families that we can really help in a big way and really hope kind of eliminate some of the issues that they're having.
The Forward Foundation has been active. Is this the second year?
Yeah, we're just coming into the second year. We started it about this time last year, and just coming into our second year, and really our first real major fundraising event for the Forward Foundation is coming up.
Was the first year spent mostly getting organized, or were you able to reach out and actually take care of some of these huge, daunting medical issues for people?
You know, a big part of the first year was getting organized and raising funds. I'm happy to report that we raised over $100,000 in funds our first year, so we're pretty proud of that. But also, we were able to help a couple different families more on a smaller scale with things such as getting specific caseworkers at the insurance company assigned to their case. So rather than them calling in and having to go through a different customer service person every time, we were able to work with the insurance companies and get them a specific number to call, a specific person to talk to every time. So it's not just the financial piece. Sometimes it's things like that, that rather than being on hold for a half hour, if you can call somebody directly and get an answer to your question, it sure makes life easier when you're trying to deal with the medical care for your child. So sometimes it's just things as small as that we've been able to help with in the last year. But we really anticipate that after our fundraiser this year, we'll start to reach out to that specific family and really try to have kind of our first benefactor here in 2014.
You know, having raised $100,000 and hoping to raise another $100,000, and we'll tell you about how we can take part in that in a moment. You know, some of these bills are, I said daunting, but some of them are massive bills, and you surely are aware of the fact that $100,000 doesn't necessarily go as far today as it would have.
Absolutely. And that's part of the reason we started the Forward Foundation. I actually had a good friend of mine that went through something just like this. And in his case, he kind of shared with me that the medical bills reached into the $1 million range. And not only that, but he had to uproot his family for 9 months to move out of state to get specialty care for his 7-year-old daughter, who was going through a very rare disease at that time. And his wife had to quit her job and certainly he had insurance, and that picked up a good portion of it. But you know, even if insurance picks up 80% of $1 million, there's still a big number left. Not to mention temporary housing for 9 months and trying to figure out how to homeschool your children and the stress on your marriage and everything else. So that's where we're really hoping to be able to have an impact going forward, is come into a situation like that and have the resources ready and available now, so that when we do hear of a situation like that, we can come in and help in a big way when they're going through that crisis, not just help them pick up pieces afterwards.
Now,
so that's really our goal.
our listeners, just like me, may be hearing of the Forward Foundation for the first time through this encounter right here. But you guys can go to forwardfoundation.com, find out what they are, what they stand for, who they represent, and all of that. But by going to the website, you can contact them if it's something new. And you are one of those 501(c)(3), whatever those are called, right?
Yes, we are a 501(c)(3), so our donations are tax deductible. And the other thing that we say that really separates us from some others is we guarantee that 100% of the funds that go to the Forward Foundation will make it directly to these children. And we're able to do that because of the partnership that we have with Bank Forward. Bank Forward picks up 100% of our administrative costs and allow all the Bank Forward employees to donate time and efforts to the Forward Foundation. So we literally have no overhead. That's all picked up by Bank Forward. So 100% of the funds that come into the Forward Foundation will make their way directly to these families. And I think when you start comparing that to even some of the best charities out there, you'll find that that's probably 20-30% better than even some of the best charities out there. So that's one of our guarantees to people, is that 100% of the funds will make it to these families.
So someday when you hear the Forward Foundation, it won't be something new to you. It'll be around a long time, and look them up, forwardfoundation.com. Now, tell us about the online auction. It gets underway in just a few days, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It kicks off Tuesday. We really looked for a way to kind of pull everybody into the mission here, and one of the things that we came up with was an online auction, a silent online auction. It kicks off on Tuesday and runs till December 10th. And you can find out more details at forwardfoundation.com, the link. But we think there's something for everybody out there. We've been just overwhelmed at the amount of donations that have come in, donated items. So we think we've got something out there for everybody. We've got everything from movie tickets to trips to Orlando and Arizona and everything in between. I think there's something out there for everyone and every budget.
TJ Oshie Sioux hockey jersey. And
yeah.
I'm looking at it. You can go to forwardfoundation.com. There is a link that will take you to the online auction. What is your goal for this online auction, which runs November 10th, right? Until
December 10th, runs until December 10th, kicks off Tuesday, runs until December 10th. We'd like to raise another $100,000. That's our goal. We do have some pretty unique items out there as well. One of the items that I think is really unique is dinner with Dave Haxtell at his house, a catered dinner that Dave will cater into his house. Dave's been a great supporter of the Forward Foundation and agreed to cater a dinner for eight in, so a pretty unique gift idea out there for anybody that's got a Sioux hockey fan on their Christmas list. And you'll see a lot of other unique items out there too, a lot of things from laser surgery and everything else.
Yeah, so. There are a lot of items, and there also is an in-kind donation that you can make too, and that's the one I'm looking at. And I want to thank you very much for joining us. This has been Toby Comer. Many of you know him. And the online auction begins Tuesday and goes through December 10th, raising money for the Forward Foundation, all the money that goes to children facing life-threatening illness or injury, correct? I heard you say burn.
Yep, absolutely, okay. Absolutely, Jack.
All right, Toby, keep us in your Rolodex and keep us apprised, and we'll remind our listeners of the Forward Foundation's online auction. Very important one, and good for you guys and all of you who are making this possible to help out those children.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, Jack. We appreciate it.